The reality you live every day is the result of the beliefs you hold. Now, what are beliefs? Well, they are opinions, views, perceptions, convictions that we hold, that we formulate, and that help create our worldview and influence where we see ourselves in that world we create. The totality of our beliefs is made up of complementary or positive beliefs and conflicting or negative beliefs. We want, ideally, to feed and encourage positive beliefs so that they can grow, develop and thrive while limiting our negative, self-limiting beliefs, which only serve to damage us. In this episode, we will examine limiting beliefs and how we can challenge them. Hey there, Matthew Norrie here, the host of the Happy Habit Podcast, talking health and well-being every Monday and Thursday. If you are finding these episodes useful, well, please consider subscribing. As people, we are constantly changing, and this involves the changing of our worldview and our role in it. Our initial perception of the world was laid down as a child when we were reliant on parents and other adults for guidance. We were taught the difference between right and wrong, good and bad. As we grew, we developed our ability to analyse situations and arrive at conclusions which influenced our developing belief system. Over time, our belief system, through repeated reinforcement, became established to the extent that it now actually becomes difficult to change. This presents a real inconvenience, especially when our belief systems refuse to be overwritten any further, essentially preventing us from changing or developing further down the line. We end up tying ourselves to whatever rock or belief that we hold and get pounded by the waves of life, when instead, if we simply untethered ourselves from that rock, that belief, we wouldn't have to suffer being battered by the relentless onslaught of the sea. Now, I'm obviously using the rock and sea as an analogy, but in reality, this is exactly what some of our beliefs, our limiting belief system, causes us to experience. We end up holding our flawed beliefs so dear that we would rather endure endless suffering than let our limiting beliefs go. Remember, beliefs are just those. They are beliefs. They are not tangible. You can't weigh a belief. You can't sell one on eBay. Yet, beliefs are the most important things known to humankind. They led to humanity's greatest achievements and to humanity's darkest hours. But we are concerned with limiting beliefs and the damage that they cause and how to address them. Think of limiting beliefs as if they were faulty software in your computer. The computer runs, but not to its best ability. It's stuck in an endless cycle where you can only do so much before you come up against a brick wall, and it's simply not possible to progress any further. What we have to do is to install new, upgraded software that takes out all of the glitches and allows our computer to run to its true potential. For us, this means we need to challenge limiting beliefs and overwrite them with new beliefs, new software. Now, anyone who has installed new software onto a computer will know it can be a real pain, and it's not straightforward challenging limiting beliefs either. Why? Well, because we have reinforced these limiting beliefs literally tens of thousands of times since we first thought them. Indeed, in the very beginning, we chose to believe in these beliefs because they came from our parents or guardians. And the intent of these beliefs was to protect us, to keep us safe from danger. But holding the same beliefs later on in life, when you become an adult, work counter to our desire to progress. Conclusions we draw as a child when adopting our beliefs will cause us to unconsciously search for proof that uphold those beliefs. Say, for example, you were picked on in school and told constantly you were stupid. Over time, it's easier to stop fighting and just accept the fact, inverted commas, that you are stupid. This way, you don't get into scrapes and it's safer. You don't put up any fight. But you have reinforced these negative self-beliefs in the process. Later down the line, you continue to seek out evidence to reinforce your beliefs about your inadequacies. Your beliefs turn into self-fulfilling prophecies as a result. Just think about how you got here. You were bullied or hassled in school, you started to believe what was being said by your bullies. This created a flawed set of beliefs about you, by you, which prevented you from achieving because you never thought you were good enough. Why? Well, because those bullies all those years ago said exactly that, you were not good enough. Limiting beliefs can come in many different forms. Here are just a few. I am not good enough. I don't deserve good things. I am not brave. I'm stupid. I don't deserve to be loved. But we can stop this going any further by changing our limiting beliefs. But how? It requires you to actively engage with your current beliefs. Till now, you have essentially operated on autopilot, responding to given situations as per a preordained script or pre-installed software on a computer. But to begin to rewrite the script underpinning your beliefs, you have to challenge the script, the hitherto unchallenged internal dialogue that tells you that you can't do this, or you're bad at that. You must become curious about what your thoughts are in any given situation. Say you are guilty of never volunteering an opinion in front of others at work, at one of your work meetings. Because you think, mistakenly, that your voice is not as important as everyone else's. Well, of course, your opinion is as important or as valid as everyone else's, but we need to get curious about why we think it isn't and what we can do to challenge that belief. Perhaps in the past we were made fun of when we chose to speak in front of others. It was, as a result, safer in our minds to listen to those criticisms and keep our mouths shut. But hold on, I'm an employee at this firm, I passed several interviews to get this position, and I hold a good position in this company. This is proof that I have the skills and others believe in what I do. I have an opinion. I have experience, so I am entitled to share my opinion with others. Other people are entitled to disagree, but that does not make my opinion any less valid or make me stupid. When we deconstruct our limiting beliefs, we expose them for the lie they are. Remember, we created these limiting beliefs to protect ourselves, to keep us safe, but the end result is our progress meets a brick wall. And we begin to resent ourselves because we are standing in our own way, which then further reinforces our negative beliefs about ourselves. It's an endless negative feedback loop that we must stop cold by saying no more and challenging those very beliefs, those limiting beliefs, and their origin. Challenging limiting beliefs takes time. Holding limiting beliefs is like having a bad habit, and as we know, changing bad habits involves investing time and energy in ourselves and being constantly aware of our thoughts and our behaviours. Bad habits and limiting self-beliefs thrive off us not maintaining self-awareness. So it's crucial we are unrelenting in questioning our thoughts, our emotions, and our behaviours. It's only when we do this often enough that we begin to formulate new opinions and beliefs and overwrite our old limiting beliefs. Well, thank you for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.